Welcome to this half hour Talk to the Experts on News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brent Laux, and this half hour is a presentation of Injury Solutions Canada. And I just want to give a heads up right now. If you're a business owner, and I mean a business of one or two people or a thousand people that work for you, it'll be worth your while to pay very close attention to what my two guests have to tell you today from Injury Solutions Canada. And we're joined now by Tracy Sloka and Cliff Giroux, the principal owners of Injury Solutions Canada. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
And Cliff, good to see you.
Good morning.
I met you folks a couple of weeks ago, and I was just absolutely blown away when I found out what the services are that you provide at Injury Solutions Canada. And I think what really captivated me was the fact that I think most businesses out there, if not all businesses, I guess, in our province and provinces across the country, have to deal with workers' compensation boards or their equivalent in other provinces. And I think for most business owners, they kind of fill out their check every year, pay their premiums, and that's the end of it. But you're here to tell us today that at Injury Solutions Canada, there's a lot more going on, and you can save money. And I think most business owners, when they hear that, they go, what? Turn up that radio a little bit. You can save me money. Tracy, tell us what it is that Injury Solutions Canada is all about.
So Injury Solutions, we're kind of an employer advocacy role. And what we do is we go out, we meet with employers, we look at their WCB history, what claims they've had, what costs they've had, and if there's potential there to save them money. So if we see claims that are fairly lengthy, we talk to the employers and see if there's an opportunity to review those claims and look over those claims and see if there's an opportunity to either appeal or look for chances for opportunity for cost relief. On the other hand, things that we do is we also do in the preventative aspect of return to work. So if somebody's had an injury, how they best manage those injuries and keep their costs down. Because people are always under the impression that WCB manage claims, but the employer themselves is the best person to be in charge of those claims.
Which when I hear that, I think most business owners would be surprised to think that, well, I have my account with Workers' Compensation Board, I send my premiums in, surely to goodness, that must be all there is to it. But you're telling me that with Injury Solutions Canada, you're able to look at each specific account for each specific business with Workers' Compensation Board, and you may find situations, what, where they have been, what, overpaying, would we say, Cliff?
Yeah, either through error on the employer's part, mm-hmm. or the fact that they just didn't know what they were doing, or sometimes error on medical providers in relation to the length of claims and timing of how treatments are conducted and, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. It's best for the employer to really keep a thumb right on that pulse to know what's happening, how they can best accommodate somebody to get them back to work and keep their costs down.
I suspect most business owners, though, would probably, upon hearing that, think, well, isn't WCB looking after all that for me?
Exactly.
And they're not?
Well, they do the best that they can, but you have to keep in mind some of those people have fairly high caseloads, right? Yeah. So, you know, to manage everything that comes across their desk is somewhat sometimes impossible from a time management perspective, right? And we have the luxury of time to go through things with a fine-tooth comb. The other thing that's happening in the province is unless you have a clean WCB record, you're being precluded from bidding on contracts with, let's say, government agencies,
right,
or big, large firms that are being managed by, let's say, IS NetWorld, for mm-hmm. example.
So I'm guessing then for a lot of businesses out there that are hearing about Injury Solutions Canada, a lot of people may say, why hasn't this been around before? Why has it taken so long that there's now this kind of intermediary that you are at Injury Solutions Canada to help me as a business owner in my dealings with the Workers' Compensation Board? Are you the first of your kind, do you think, in the country as far as being in this unique role?
I don't think we're the first of our kind in the country, but I know that there's nobody out there in Saskatchewan who does exactly what we do. There's other people who dabble bits and pieces of kind of what we do, but there's nobody out there. We also have the luxury of having come from within inside the right. WCB in Saskatchewan. So we do know a lot of the ins and outs that maybe somebody externally may not know.
Tracy Sloka, Cliff Giroux, the owners of Injury Solutions Canada, telling their company's story on this half hour, Talk to the Experts. And you want to find out more. You're a business owner and you're hearing about the work they do as far as being that intermediary, that third party between you as a business person and the Workers' Compensation Board. Check out their website, injurysolutionscanada.ca. You'll also find them on Facebook page. I was looking at your Facebook page. You got a good presence there. Injury Solutions Canada. Let's talk a little bit about your history then, Cliff, as Tracy alluded to there. You both come out of the workers' compensation culture, don't you?
That's correct. We both do. And we've done a variety of roles within the board that led us to this decision to leave and to open this business. We saw what we thought was a fairly significant lack of opportunity for employers to react to what's going on within their claims and their own workplaces. So we bantered this around for a long time and finally decided this was the place to go. I did investigations, fraud investigations for the most part with the board for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy's got 17 years of experience within the board at a variety of different roles.
Right.
What we had in common is we both dealt with employers a lot. And we came to the conclusion after dealing with all these employers that there was a lot of questions and not many people to provide them answers.
I guess in a way, it's kind of like thinking of a business owner doing his own taxes, isn't it? That a lot of business owners aren't capable of doing all of that and then dealing with Revenue Canada. So you have an accountant that helps you get through that process. I guess that's the role that you guys are now playing in the position for a company and their dealings with the Workers' Compensation Board. How does the board deal with you folks? Are they okay with your business at Injury Solutions Canada?
I think for the most part they are. You know, like any appeals and so on, we are challenging some of the decisions that they've made. But we do it in a non-confrontational manner. We're not out to go to war,
right,
so to speak. We're just there to get the right answers and appeal for the employer with a knowledgeable base of facts involving both the act, the policies and procedures within the board, so that we make sure that the, much like a defense counsel,
yep,
looks after the rights and interests of their client. We do that for our clients as well.
Cliff Giroux, Tracy Sloka are the owners of Injury Solutions Canada, a great Saskatchewan business. And I'm making it sound like you're brand new. You've been around here for a while doing this now, haven't you?
Yeah, we've almost been in business for 2 years now. And in that time, we've found a lot of unhappy employers, you know, people who are very, very frustrated with the system and for lack of a better word, have banged their head into the wall and you know, want somebody to help them with that expertise because they can't sometimes get the answers. And then sometimes, you know, it leads to a confrontational role that they just don't really want to be in.
You know, when I think of Workers' Compensation Board and dealings for most businesses, I think about you simply fill out your premiums and send them in. But I'm guessing for a lot of the clients that you work with, maybe in the construction industry, that sort of thing, and you mentioned earlier, once you get a certain rating with Workers' Compensation Board, that can prevent you from bidding on government contracts. And this is some of the stuff you help clean up?
Yeah, so what we're finding is there's a lot of companies out there who have signed, you know, on the dotted line for, let's say, a $20 million contract as an example, done the handshake, they get a hold of their WCB numbers, and either they've had, WCB claims or too much costs from WCB claims, and quite often they're, you know, quite some time ago in the background, and they don't realize the costs are still trailing them. And what happens is when contract management companies get a hold of these records, they say, you know what, guys, because you guys had some WCB costs, we're going to have to preclude you from either the bidding process or you've lost the contract. So that has really hit some companies fairly hard.
Boy, I can imagine. And them not really fully understanding the paperwork when they look at their
exactly.
WCB status,
yep,
and then trying to get some help from the WCB. As you say, they've got big caseloads at the WCB, and to get timely help just may not be the answer. So that's where you come in at Injury Solutions Canada. So what's the process? A business owner listening to us right now, and he says, you know, I've got an issue with WCB, or I'm not sure about the amount of premiums I'm paying here, but I don't really have anybody to explain it to me. How does the process work? They get a hold of you at Injury Solutions Canada. What then do they have to provide to you?
What they can do is we can take over the role for them and act on their behalf. So what we do is we have them sign a form allowing us to act on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
We contact the Workers' Compensation Board. We ask for the reports showing us their claims and costs and durations. We review that to see if there is anything worthwhile looking at for them. If there is, we talk to the employer and say, here's what we think we can do for you on these particular claims. We get a copy of the file. We review it. We make a call on it as to whether we should make an appeal, we should be looking for cost relief,
right,
what we should be doing with that particular file, and then we leave it with the employer to make that decision whether they want to move forward or not. Most do. One, move forward. We got 100% cost relief.
Holy smokes.
100% cost relief on it. It wasn't that big of a file, but they were kept off a large work site because of that. We cleaned that up within a matter of a month.
Wow.
And they were back doing their business again at that job site shortly thereafter.
Okay, so a business owner is going to say, well, that's great that you're able to achieve that for me. And being a good business owner, I'm going to say, what's the cost to me? How does your remuneration work?
It works in a couple of different ways, depending on what we're doing. If we're reviewing a file for a business owner, mm-hmm. business A, we have a file review fee of $300. We give them our opinion. After that, if we decide we want to move forward with this appeal or cost relief or whatever the case may be, we do that at no cost until such time as the business owner gets cost relief.
So if they don't get any money out of this from WCB, you don't get paid?
We don't get paid.
Good stuff. Well, and with that, when we return after we take our break here, we're going to talk to someone who has had an experience being a client of Injury Solutions Canada, and we'll hear his side of the story when we return to talk to the experts in 2 minutes on News Talk Radio.